On this Friday afternoon, we're joined as usual by Eric Snodgrass from Agrible to take a look at the weather forecast. Eric, thanks so much for being with us today. Boy, I got to tell you, I have been watching my Twitter account, and the flooding that is happening in the western United States is just incredible. What do you think?
Yeah, it's pretty bad, and it's a combination of three factors, really. They had, of course, soil temperatures, really Nebraska is what we're talking about right now. Soil temperatures there were still frozen. They had snow on the ground, and that snow even had a pretty high water content in it. And then the state, with this huge cyclone that just went through the middle part of the country, received anywhere between 1 and 3 inches of rainfall. You put it all together, that's like getting over the last 24 hours or 48 hours, I'd say, about 5.5 inches to 6 inches of rainfall in total. And when you put that on ground that's not ready to take it in, it's going to run off. And so there is, I mean, the flooding right now in the Central Plains is some of the worst I can remember happening. And that's not just it. Remember, we saw a lot of snowpack to the north of there. In fact, by some accounts, you got anywhere between 4 and 10 inches of liquid equivalent in the snow in parts of North Dakota, northern Wisconsin, parts of Minnesota. And all that water has to go somewhere. And it's going to come down to Mississippi at some point, where it meets the fact that this weather system just went through, dropped another 2.5 inches right there in parts of Tennessee, Arkansas, Kentucky, southern Illinois, where we already had flooding for the last week. So if you could just say one thing about the United States right now, we are waterlogged. About the only place I can think of that's dry compared to normal would be to get way far down south. I mean, right on the Gulf Coast, but they're about to get more rain, or go to Washington State. There's parts of Washington State that are dry. Everything else is just soaked. And I think that's going to be the name of the game for a while, even though the next maybe 7 to 10 days is dry. We just have too much water that 7 to 10 days isn't long enough for it to be, really dry us out.
And I take it after that, the pattern changes again?
Yeah, unfortunately, what we're seeing here is a pretty typical spring pattern setting up. We got a big trough hanging out right now in the central Pacific. That's because a huge ridge has been shoved up into British Columbia. Well, that trough is going to undercut that ridge by the time we get out to about maybe March 23rd, 24th, somewhere in that time frame. And if it slides on back into the southwest United States, that's just that's a really good pattern for a lot of springtime thunderstorm activity in the Central Plains, in the Midwest, and in the Southeast. And if we just go back to that with already waterlogged soils, even though we get, 7, 10 days of drying, it's just not going to be enough to really get us to where we'll be happy enough to want to get started with some field work here. So, yeah, that pattern does become active again.
You know, this big active storm we talked about that dropped a lot of snowfall, some rain across a good portion of Nebraska, the Dakotas earlier in the week. And I've been doing that all week long, but I have not checked in on South America this week. And I'm wondering how the second crop corn might be doing.
Yeah, well, we've been talking about how that second crop has got in early. You know, it's way earlier than the past several years. And because of that, it got to use some of the really beneficial rains that happened at the end of February that didn't help the first crop. So the second crop is in, and they're going through a little bit of a slightly drier time period. But remember, slightly drier than average means you still get like 3 inches of rain every 8 to 10 days. It's that really wet monsoonal rainfall they get down there. Now, they don't have our soil, of course, but it's drier than average, but not going to be detrimental to the crop. So Brazil, really looking forward through the middle and end of March, doesn't really have any signals at this point that make me go, oh, gosh, something's going to happen to this safrinha or the second crop. And it's kind of the same situation with Argentina. You know, we think about their full season crops going down there. I looked at weather reporting stations from Cordoba, from Santa Fe, from Buenos Aires. You know, all of these places are showing, regular rainfall with some surpluses. And, we have a saying, right? Rain makes grain. And I think down there they're getting it regularly enough that it's looking to be a pretty decent crop as well. So the only problem coming out of South America this year was with first crop beans. But we know that's already kind of baked into everything because we've been talking about it for months now, it feels like.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for months. CONAB just lowered their bean number down to 113.5 from 115-something this week. And they say they're more than half done with their harvest that in Brazil. Now, one last thing. Can we take a look further into the spring here in the United States? I know producers are starting to get pretty anxious.
Yeah, they are getting anxious. And we remember last spring was one of the coldest springs we've ever had on record. State of Illinois, we were the second coldest April on record. Big changes from a year ago that we have this year is we got an El Nino going, And there's this neat thing called the quasi-biennial oscillation. All right, so that's just nerd speak for winds over the equator, way up high in the stratosphere. They're actually right now in a configuration that suggests we're going to stay in this active pattern. What I mean by that is a lot more regular weather systems, but this is not a pattern that's cold. So El Nino plus the positive phase of the QBO typically means we have more normal type springs. So I think this year, if anything keeps people out of the field, it's going to be the water we've already got in place. And like I said, we're just now starting with it, getting to be quite bad. And so any more is going to continue to make the flooding problem worse.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He is with Agrible.